It's the Brouhaha Podcast.
It is basically Brouhaha Part 1 here. We're going to do Part 2 later. Of course, Herlinda is with us as always.
Cheers.
She is the goddess of Brouhaha and an international beer judge and an international food judge. In fact, she is officially the most international friend that I have. Miss International. You really are, because you travel all over the damn world. I don't know how you do it, but it's incredible.
It's exhausting, but it is very rewarding and fun, and I've made some cool friends all over the world.
Yes.
And actually, I got into the Beer Judge International because the man sitting next to me right now, Ron Lindenbush.
Ron Lindenbush.
Yeah.
One of my favorite guys. Lagunitas. Let's start there, because that's where you kind of started and became well-known. What was your gig at Lagunitas, and how did you get involved?
My title was Beer Weasel, so I kind of made that up as I went, you know. But it was I was in charge of everything outside the brewery. Tony and you know, and the crew in the brewery took care of everything about making the beer, and once it left the building, I took care of it. So distributors, sales, marketing, parties, parties, and
well,
more parties.
You did a great job, they all did at Lagunitas and still continue to do.
Yeah,
what
they're still
place.
Rocking it. Yeah, they it's still
are.
Going really well.
So Ron Lindenbush left Lagunitas and moved up to Hopland, and he has opened what's called the Hopland Tap. My first question is, it says here, Hopland Tap's interior has a hand-built Tom Carter bar. Who's Tom Carter, and why is that?
Yeah, Tom Carter's a woodworker, carpenter from Lake County that
built
the bar for the previous tenant, and it's a work of art. I mean, it is just the most beautiful inlaid wood, and just comes from several different types of wood, different colors. Just you got to come up and see it, I guess, to know, because
so
I can't really describe it.
For Mendocino Brewing Company, then?
He did it for Mendocino Brewing after they moved their brewery up to Ukiah. So they took the old oak bar and that back bar and all that from the Hopland Brewery and moved it up to Ukiah. So this is the bar that took its place.
I've told you the story before, but I love telling it. When it was the Hopland Brewery, and they were doing live music, and they had some huge people. John Hyatt.
Yeah, John Hyatt.
And I'm up there because I'm such a huge John Hyatt fan. And my buddy Lonnie Turner, bass player for the Steve Miller Band, was doing the sound.
Yeah, he was the sound guy for years.
Yeah.
And that's really where I started in the beer business, was running that bar.
The Hopland Brewery.
In the late 80s.
It was a cool place.
So Lonnie was a great dude.
I'm sitting with him at the board. John Hyatt is on stage. And Lonnie says, I got to go to the bathroom. Can you run the board, do the sound? And I said, well, yeah, as long as he sticks with the guitar, I hope he's not going to go to the piano. He said, no, he'll stick with the guitar. Just be easy. Lonnie splits, and John Hyatt goes, I'm going to go to the piano now.
Good timing.
No, John, don't do this. But it worked out fine.
Yeah, that was something else back then. Joe Louis Walker, I saw there, and John Hammond, and Tommy Two-Tone, Commander Cody. We used to do Commander Cody's artwork up there, George Frame.
Yes.
He was a great artist.
Yes, he was.
So we're keeping a lot of that vibe alive. We've got local artists up on the shelves and on the walls, and we've got...
And you're doing live music.
A lot of live music, yeah, you bet. We've got a band... this Saturday called Left Hand Monkey Wrench. Have you heard of them?
Yes, I have. They played at Hop Monk not too long ago.
Yeah, they're phenomenal.
Yeah.
And they just wanted to play a small room, so they're kind of throwing us a bone and covering it, you know, the door themselves. And it's going to be a lot of fun Saturday night if anybody's around Hopland.
The Hopland Tap. I love that name. And what made you decide to move to Hopland? You had worked at the Hopland Brewery, and you knew Hopland, and it's a cool town.
Yeah, and when I was sliding out of Lagunitas in 2018, I figured, you know what, I got to do something. I'm not going to just go from 120 miles an hour to zero. So
right.
I thought I'll just get all the chaos in my life that I want if I open a small pub. And I thought I'd make it just like the Hopland Brewery used to be back in those days. A little bit of music, some art on the walls, good beer, a good burger. You know, keep it simple. And I was looking for a place to do it. And I was on my way north to have dinner with Don Barkley, who was the original brewmaster up there.
Yeah.
At New Albion before that.
Yes, I've met him.
Talking about the museum and stuff. Don Barkley was living up in Ukiah. I was on my way to have dinner and saw a for lease sign on the building that I loved so much. And pulled over and got out my phone, made a call, and here we go. 5 years later, we've been through floods and fires and freaking pandemics.
The Hopland Brewery, back when, it was the place that made Red Tail Ale famous.
That's right.
That was 1983. Red Tail Ale, one of my favorite beers of all time.
Yeah, yeah. They had it all, man. They could have been the Sierra Nevada or Lagunitas or, you know, anybody. They had the goods. They just, you know, they ended up getting in a little hot water because they ran out of money building their brewery, and they took a loan from the devil. And that devil called in his loan and took the company from him. And
you can still get Red Tail Ale.
Nope.
Not at all. I thought you brought some in a year or
well,
two ago.
There's a guy that got the rights to it because he bought that building up in Ukiah out of bankruptcy, and he got the rights to Red Tail and had Don Barkley actually made some over at Napa Smith where he was working. And we had it on tap, in Hopland at the Hopland Tap. We had it on tap when we first opened.
Very
had
cool.
Eye of the Hawk and Red Tail. Yeah, it was good times.
The Hopland Tap. Yeah, what a cool name, and it's a wonderful place, and again, lots of great beer and food and live music. Right, Linda?
So, one of the reasons Ron is over here a little early, starting a little early for Brouhaha today, is because we were recording him, we were doing a video recording, over at the Museum of Sonoma County, and beautiful wood building and gorgeous, the marble and everything was in that, it was really cool, and we're doing an exhibit that's starting April 20th through September 1st on, I'm helping with this, the history of beer and hops in Sonoma County, which, of course, Lagunitas is a huge part of that, and then Mendocino Brewing Company, because the guys from New Albion, when New Albion closed, which was the first new brewery in America after Prohibition, Don Barkley, back to Don Barkley, came over to Mendocino Brewing Company, and Ron could tell the story a little bit better than I on that. And equipment also from New Albion went over to Mendocino Brewing Company. So all roads led back to Sonoma County, and also they all lead back to Anchor. So Mark Carpenter was telling me some good stories about keeping like New Albion going and stuff. So
You know, you can all you can give all the credit to Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter changed the laws when he became president and allowed small brewers to have a really good tax break to give them a chance.
And his brother Billy drank it all.
Yeah, Billy Beer.
That's right.
Yeah, right. Yeah, but the New Albion was the first microbrewery to open with that new tax code, and in Sonoma, Jack McAuliffe thought it was cool and built all the equipment himself. He was just a creative guy, and he got Don Barkley, who had just graduated from UC Davis from the brewing school up there.
Wow.
And Don Barkley took over the brewing, and his sidekick Michael Lovett was his assistant brewer, and the two of them, when New Albion shut down in 81, they met Michael Laybourne and Norman Franks, who were starting up Mendocino Brewing, Red Tail.
Exactly.
And they were just hippie homebrewers making thunder beer and bootlegging it at parties up in Redwood Valley, and the guy that was selling all the weed and mushrooms financed the brewery, and it's a long, sordid story.
It's a beautiful American story,
it
in
sure
my
is.
Opinion.
And that's right.
Thank you, Ron, for lending the museum a bottle of Thunder Beer. It's one of the few bottles left.
Whoever, it was John Scahill that gave it to me. He was one of the original owners. I'm sure he's got a couple more, but he was nice enough to give me one.
Talk
to
more
there.
About what's going on at the museum.
I was talking, do you remember Kelmer's Brew House back in the day
of
in
course.
Santa Rosa? So I was on the phone with Bruce Kelm. Thank you, Tom Jackson from VL Outdoor Advertising for getting me the phone number, because I've been searching for Kelmer's stuff. And as Ron's walking up, I'm like, oh, my gosh, Ron Lindenbush is walking up. He's like, oh, no way. So he was, we're getting some it's been impossible to find those artifacts. But we actually went over to John Burton's house. Do you remember Los Robles Lodge? And they were doing all this. Yeah, you remember? You're probably conceived there or something, huh, Mike? Los Robles Lodge, back in the day, he was telling us about when people set the place on fire because they were supposed to be showing, a 49ers game or something like that there. Oh, my God. But he's got quite a collection. Stuff coming from Sonoma County for starting in the 1800s. And so Kelmer's Brew House became the Santa Rosa Brewing Company, and he's got some of that Santa Rosa brewing stuff. He's got these distillery bottles from back then as well. So I'm like, can we do a distilling exhibit too? But the Grace Brothers.
Grace Brothers were, what, back in the 30s and 40s. Yeah. You know, they were in that old building, Railroad Square.
Actually, and then, older than that. It was actually 1800s down to, they closed in 1962 or 63.
And isn't that now the Arlene Francis Center? The old Grace Brothers building? Or
No, the Hyatt is where Grace Brothers was. Hyatt Hotel, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And Acme Brewing went in there, I think, right? Wasn't that the same building? Oh, no, that was Excelsior.
Excelsior.
Yeah. Yeah. Excelsior. That's Brian Hunt from Moonlight did that. I mean, there's a lot of the guys that were really the revolutionaries in Sonoma County that are still part of the scene.
Yeah, it's really cool. Brian Hunt, actually, and Don Barkley, both tell the same story of Jack McCullough from New Albion shooting the radio, you know, when he didn't like something on the radio, and he pulled out his gun out of the glove compartment and shot the radio.
He's probably listening to this show.
Yeah. Well, actually, John Burton was bringing up Jim Grady the other day, and he played a recording of a Grace Brothers commercial for us that Jim Grady gave him on cassette.
Wow.
And he's going to let us get it somehow digitized to use for the exhibit as well. So April 27th, we're going to be at the museum. We're going to be doing kind of a shindig gala. They're calling it Creating Craft Throwing Metal, because there's going to be a metal sculpture event happening with one of the artists at the same time where we're doing this whole opening on April 27th. Hoping to have you there and some others. And then July 20th, we're going to have a beer festival in the Sculpture Garden as well. And Jack McAuliffe's daughter, Renee, is coming out for that because Don Barkley and Wolf House have agreed to brew a New Albion beer. And
yeah, that's Michael Lovett's son.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Kevin Lovett. It all comes together.
Yeah, so tell about like Michael Lovett's son and Wolf House. And yeah. I know there's a whole thing going with you guys as well.
Yeah, so Don Barkley, like I said, Michael Lovett was his sidekick at New Albion. Together they helped form Mendocino Brewing and worked together there for a long time. And Michael's son Kevin was born in about 85, probably. So he grew up in the brewery and, you know, climbing up and down stairs into the loft and helping his dad, you know, rake out grain and stuff. And so he now owns Wolf House Brewing and Don Barkley in Cloverdale, right? And Don Barkley gave him the recipe for Red Tail and for Eye of the Hawk, and he's made some batches of that.
Nice.
And, yeah, now he's going to make this New Albion beer. So he's the right guy to do it, that's for sure. And he's a great guy.
And
Kevin's
he's going
awesome.
To do it with Don Barkley, who worked at New Albion. Yeah. And then Renee's coming out. So we're going to be doing some tasting. You know, I'm sure we'll have probably some Lagunitas beer there as well. Yeah. Hoping to have some of this Best Day Brewing beer that we've got. You need to tell us about this, too, because I know
it's all non-alcoholic.
Well.
Yeah.
Was anybody doing non-alcoholic beers back in the day?
O'Doul's was, but if you showed up at a party, everybody assumed you either got arrested or divorced or something. Yeah, your doctor gave you some really bad news. But now it's like
this
NA
is really good, man.
You like that?
Yeah.
Tastes like beer, right?
It is beer, and it's non-alcoholic. I love that.
Yeah, I got another one for you to check out. Here, take a sip of this one. This is the Electro Lime.
Oh, yeah, here, pour me a little of that, too.
Electro lime.
Yeah, it's like a Mexican lager style with salt and lime.
Non-alcoholic.
Yeah, super clean.
Just won some awards with that one, even though I'm not a big fan of awards.
Did you win this at the Craft California Craft Brewers?
It was the best of craft beer up in Bend, Oregon.
Oh.
Yeah, we took a medal with the Electro Lime, one for our Belgian White, and we took Mid-Sized Brewery of the Year.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
And non-alcoholic brewery, just overall mid-sized
all
brewery.
Beer, out of all beer, we took mid-sized brewery. Yeah, yeah, it's pretty cool. You know how I feel about competitions, even though you're a judge. No offense, but on any given day, you know, taste buds change and all that. But it's validating that we won some awards and that best mid-sized brewery of the year. You know, that's it's a legit contest. It's no GABF.
No, that's a big deal, dude.
No, yeah, it's fun because it tastes like beer.
Involved. Yeah, I saw some of the judges that were going up there. That was a serious, you know, great people competition. Like Jay Brooks was there, and Saunter Pints.
And the non-alcoholic beer scene is completely different than it was even 10 years ago. It's just, you know, there's more health conscious people. I think the kids these days, the millennials are the ones really going after it. And, you know, a lot of them say that they may never drink again.
I have a question for you because you move fluidly through both these worlds. How much do you think cannabis is hurting, you know, like alcohol beer sales?
I don't know. I always thought they went real well together.
I'll smoke and drink to that.
Yeah, I know. Right, ambidextrous. I got two hands for a reason, I believe.
He's Ron Lindenbush. Ron Lindenbush, a great friend of this show and a Drive Hall of Famer, formerly with Lagunitas. And then he went up to Hopland and opened the Hopland Tap. Let's talk more about the tap. You have some great food and, of course, the beer. How many beers are you selling these days?
We got 16 on tap, and Then, you know, some of the usual suspects, the Coors Light and PBR and stuff and cans. But the 16 taps are all from, you know, the best craft brewers in the world, and most of them are right around here, Northern California. I mean,
yeah.
We've got the best of the best from Lagunitas, and Vinny and Natalie are good friends. We feature Russian River a lot, and they hook
Pliny
us up
the
with
Elder.
Yeah, and we had a younger party that nobody had to wait in line. It was, you know, it's really people that come in, they're like, you have younger in Hopland? It's like, yeah, come on in and have one.
We get to do that every year for 20 years here on this show. Vinny and Natalie come in the day before the younger is going to be officially released, and we get to taste it.
Yeah, they're great.
You're doing something unusual, which is kind of cool there. Well, I mean, at the brewery, not the brewery, at the tap room now, like, you've got some, like, your regulars are, I mean, is that known yet?
Okay. No, we're gonna become a community owned philanthropub.
Oh, I like that.
And we've got about 35 local folks that really like being part of the place, and they're already part of the place from the other side of the bar. And we just need to do more stuff. You know, we need to do those weekend barbecues and Friday night karaoke and all the things that take an extra set of hands or, you know, a couple of people to do. It's me and Cheryl doing it if we do something, you know. So now we'll have 35 people to help, and we're going to start really dialing it up. We're paving the beer garden, getting it fixed up. But it's going to be – we're going to give 25% of our profit to local charities. And we'll change those up, host nonprofit fundraisers, and really try to make it the community hub that it used to be back when the Hopland Brewery was there. It's really what we always wanted to be.
Speaking of with the history and the museum and – Hopland, like, have you gotten in, like, either old timers that had, like, their families were part of the hop farms or anything like that in?
Not so much. There was one guy that still grew hops on his property because they just grew in the river, on the riverbanks. When all those hop fields got sick, they got downy mildew disease back in the 40s and 50s, and they just bulldozed them right into the river. They just bulldozed them into the Russian River and let it float away, you know. But the hops are resilient. There's still a bunch of them that clung on to that riverbank.
So they're wild hops.
There are, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I think Kevin Lovett might have used some of those hops for a beer, actually.
Somebody was telling me that they go to Grayton and find some, and they do that like in a kind of homebrew.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, I don't know, you know, why they wouldn't be just as good as any other cultivated hops.
Yeah, because, you know, Hopland, we've got Hopkiln Winery here.
Right.
That we're actually, you know what, we need to go over and talk to them too for the see what they've got for.
Yeah,
the
all that
too.
History should be in that exhibition, because this really was a premier hop growing area from the 1800s till like the 50s, really 40s and 50s is when it all got knocked out.
Jeff Nathanson from the museum will be on as our first guest tomorrow at 3:10 on the Friday
nice.
Drive.
Yay.
Ron, you're sticking around, right?
Oh, yeah, you bet. Where would I go?
Beautiful. Exactly.
We got beer here. It might be non-alcoholic, but that's what I drink a lot of these days.
Actually, Headlands Brewing is here with some, I don't want to say real beer, because this is still beer.
Full strength.
It's full strength.
Full strength, yeah.
It's all
beer. And we do make a full strength beer with this one first, and then we take the alcohol out through a pretty super high-tech method that makes it taste great.
You know, right. Just texted me, speaking of history, do you remember Dempsey's brew house?
I do.
Peter just texted me. I just told him who I was on the air with, and he's like, oh, good thing I didn't call. He's like, I've got some artifacts for you.
Good deal.
Because I've got some things
cool
laying around.
Peter's great, too.
Yeah, yeah. Bruce Combs, like, I've got some things. He first told me about how upset he was when they ended up closing Combs Brew House, not because they were doing really well, and then they built a big parking garage there at 7th and B, and it kind of really hurt his business.
Yeah, you take away parking, and what are people, how are they going to get to you?
Yeah.
They're going to find somewhere else.
Yeah.
So. He is Ron Lindenbush from Hopland Tap in beautiful Hopland, California. He's going to be sticking around. for the part two of the drive. Brouhaha. Cynthia Coffey's here from Home Run Pizza. And the head brewer at Headlands Brewery, Ryan Frank, will be here. Ron Lindenbush is with us. He now owns the Hopland Tap. It's been 5 years now?
Yeah, it's been a little over five, yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It seems like longer.
Just in time for a pandemic.
Know, I love the website, by the way, is hoplandtap.com. And I love this. It says, beer, music, food, fun times. But my favorite part of the homepage is, welcome to Hopland. We'll take care of the rest.
That's about it.
I love it.
Yeah, it's a really cool little town. There's all kinds of neat little businesses. And
I used to spend a lot of time up there.
Yeah.
When it was the Hopland Brewery. And
the grocery store just opened again, finally, after 12 years. So, yeah, it's really, I think this summer's going to be a good one. A lot of people traveling. The lakes are full.
What did you have to do, if maybe not much, when you started the Hopland Tap?
It was empty. I mean, it was just an empty building.
Oh,
so
it was.
We built out the kitchen, put all the tables and chairs and all
How long had the brewery been gone?
They had been gone for probably 7 or 8 years.
Wow, okay.
And there was another woman in there that ran it as a pub for a while there. It was called the Hopland Tap House.
Okay.
And behind the building, like still like part of the building behind it, but it's still like the original brew house for Mendocino Brewing Company. Like we sat in there with Tara Nurin, Ron and Don Barkley and I one day going through the boxes that they pulled out of like up the kind of like a little storage area, and Don Barkley and Ron are going, oh, I remember that. Oh my gosh. It was just like, it was so like this, you were drinking beers and it's kind of dark and dusty and all this history that was like, okay.
Yeah. They had stashed a bunch of just old articles and all their old brews letters and stuff. There's so much history there. I'm really excited about this exhibit at the museum.
I mean,
the Sonoma County beer scene and even up into Mendocino. I think Hopland is kind of like Sonoma County North.
And it's a quick drive, folks.
It's 40 minutes from here.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful drive, and it's such a cool town. And now they've got the Hopland Tap.
And remember Real Goods, the solar company that had like the big festival? They used to have a big like organic goods and killer bands like Michael Franti.
Yeah,
Solar Living Center. They used to do this big festival, and then it had been closed forever. They had gotten bought by, I don't know why this happens when people, investors go in and then they just screw everything up. But somebody just bought the Real Goods, and actually they're going to be doing a festival there. Zach Darling posted on his page. He's the amazing DJ. They're going to have a killer festival there again, and somebody's taking it over, and maybe we can get Headlands Brewing over there too for this crazy down to earth beer. Earth to beer would be, and that's what's in your glass now.
All right, the drive brouhaha. Thanks to Ron Lindenbush from the Hopland Tap, hoplandtap.com. Good to see you, man. It's been a long time. I got to get up there.